various recording pieces set up.
Okay.
Today is August 24th, and I am Hillary Domish here at Experimental Station in Wilmington, Delaware, doing an oral history interview with Dr. Uma Chowdhury. And did I say everything correctly?
Yes, you did.
Great. So one of the first questions that I usually ask people is about how they first became interested in science. And I'm very interested in hearing about how you became interested in science and what influences you had early on, if any, when you were growing up in Mumbai.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, I was very fortunate to be born into a household in Mumbai, in India, in 1947, that was a relatively modern in its approach to life. In those days, women were not really encouraged to get highly educated. They were more intended to become domesticated.
Mm-hmm.
But I was fortunate in that I was encouraged always to educate myself, to learn, to begin to love to learn, and was given many opportunities in different walks of life, whether it be art, whether it be music, whether it be dance, whether it be science and math, whatever. And I was sent to a school that was run by British missionaries in those days, because India had only just become independent. And so we still had a lot of schools that were run by British missionaries that were pretty good schools,
mm-hmm.
where the medium of instruction was English, and the instruction was very good by Indian standards. And I was fortunate to go to one of those. And my experiences there have stood me well through my life. And they patterned my personality, they patterned my likes, my dislikes. They encouraged two things. You know, we had a motto that said, play the game, and another one that said, others, which meant you have to think about others, you know, before you think about just yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Always think about others. And you've got to be fair and respect your other team members and play the game and give it all you've got. So they brought out the potential in each of us. So the thing I remember most was, I was always told by my father, you've got to go out and get the best education in the world, because that will open doors for you, it will create options for you, it will change your life, it will give you a purpose, and you've got to be passionate about learning new things. So what I remember from my early childhood days is that education was extremely important to my life's progression. In school, you know, they sparked my interest in science and learning. And the school teacher that taught me math and taught me science, fortunately made it interesting. And that inspired me to want to gravitate towards it. You know, often as it happens, if you get good grades in certain subjects and you are doing well at it, you just have an aptitude for it,
right.
Then you tend to have an affinity for it, because it reinforces the behavior, right? You do well and then you get kudos for it, and so you want to do better and so on. So my father was a pretty demanding person. You know, if I didn't ace all my courses or come first in class, you know, it wasn't favorably looked upon, shall we say. That wasn't the primary reason for my pursuit of science and math, but I just enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
My teacher sparked an interest in me, and it kind of began to mold my personality. In the sense that it taught me the value of working hard, you know, and being tenacious until a problem was solved,
right.
And that hard work and the continual reinforcement with good grades and therefore slaps on the back and, you know, admiration of peers and things like that kept propelling me to want to continue to excel in science and math.
Now, did you have any siblings that were also?
My brother had become an engineer.
Okay.
And so, yes. And my sister was in economics and history. In those days, science, engineering, medicine were revered professions among the middle class. And it was kind of accepted as I was growing up that, you know, if you became really good at your work in science and math.
I'm going to pause you for 1 second.